Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars head football coach Rick Wendbigler. And coach, the season came to a close for you guys last week against Nutwada. Though that the Cougars lost 44-8, I thought seeing them play this past Friday, and I thought the effort was there. They really played their guts out against a very good Nutwada ball club.
Yeah, we played extremely hard, and I thought at times we played very well. You know, we lost one of our starting senior slot backs very early on a kick return, and that kind of hurt us. We felt he was primed to have a pretty good day. Couple of times we had two passing plays that I felt were touchdowns that we dropped. That, you know, Logan, I feel he makes those catches for us and gets a little more success. But he got knocked out of the game. He took a real hard hit from Donaldson on the kick return. That kid's a pretty good player. But yeah, I thought we executed very well. We held him scoreless in the second quarter. We were only down 19-0 at half, and I feel like, you know, we did play our hearts out. And those kids really wanted to come into that game. They wanted to try to prove to themselves that they could play with a really good team. And it was nice that we were able to score on Noah. I know that was a kind of a little streak that our school was, you know, really kind of excited to get that thing out of the way. You know, I don't know that they've scored on them in, shoot, maybe 5 years or something like that. It's been a long time. So it was nice to... it was nice to do some good things, and you want to be positive. You know, I felt we were inside of their territory a few times, and we just couldn't make things happen. And that's kind of been our story against some of the great teams that we play. We've gotten close to getting paid dirt, and ultimately we just weren't able to convert. So all in all, I mean, I was happy with the effort. You want the final score to be a little bit better, but I felt against a great team, we played our best defense of the year. You know, they pulled away late, but for a while there, we hung real, real tough, and sad to see the season close, but I thought we ended it doing some positive things.
Yeah, and I've seen Oklahoma Union play Nutwada here in the last 4 years, and I would say of those 4 years, this year was totally different. I thought the effort there was there, and everybody playing in the same page, and, you know, certainly this Cougars ball club, something to remember for years to come.
I think so. You know, we have struggled against the good teams in our district. We struggled against Commerce. We struggled against Wyandotte, Nutwada, and Adair. And I felt that our kids, you know, as a coach, I wanted to take big steps. I wanted to keep those games close. I wanted to maybe try to win one of those games. But you got to realize that, yeah, Oklahoma Union has been down. And right now we were at a place where we're going to look at what baby steps did we take this year to be successful. And we scored 16 on Adair. We played very tough against Commerce. We played very tough against Nutwada. Now, you know, again, you can go back and look at the final score and think blowout, but, you know, people who were at those games and saw us play, we did play with great energy. We, you know, there is a talent gap as far as our program with some of the big dogs in our district, and we have worked extremely hard to close that gap. We've worked extremely hard to play hard and not use that as an excuse, and I thought, all year against those kinds of teams that we did play hard for four quarters. We gave it everything we had, and as we move forward, we're going to continue to look to hit the weight room and do those things that, you know, that great teams do to close the gap so we can start really competing against those guys. And we were in the hunt for the playoffs, and, you know, just from 0-10 to going and having a shot at going to the dance the very next year, it's all very positive for us. And so I think that those kids had a great send-off for the season. The seniors had a great send-off for the career. And I'm just, you know, I'm very happy with where we're at as a program. And I think that good things are ahead for the Cougars.
Yeah, to say goodbye to your senior class last week. And these seniors certainly have improved so much since you've taken over.
Well, I can't say enough about not just the seniors, but our team. You know, those seniors gave me everything that I had asked for them to give and more. They bought in. We, you know, you go 0-10, and it's very easy to look at that and say, "What are we doing this work for? What are we practicing for? Why are we going to continue to work hard?" Because it's tough to be down and see the light at the end of the tunnel. And our team as a whole, our school as a whole, our community as a whole, has seen a lot of positive things this year. And it stinks for those seniors, because I feel like within the next couple of years, there's going to be a lot more positive. There's going to be a lot brighter light for us to strive for and to reach and show. And certainly I wish, you know, Justin and Siegel and Logan Johnson and Craig and Matt and all those seniors that we had on the team, I just so wish they could be around again and come back and continue on with us as we build our program and take it to a spot that, you know, Oklahoma Union has not been, and that's consistently successful. And I'm so proud of the seniors, and I'm so proud of everything they gave to us, because they poured their hearts and souls in the season. There's no question about it. Anybody that was around us during the summer, working out during the school year, in practice and in season, and all the events that we did as a team and things that we did to get the community out, they know exactly what kind of work these kids put in, and just so proud of them, because they've represented my values, they've represented our program's values, they've represented our school's values in such a positive light that, you know, it is really hard to see them go. You know, we were very sad after the locker room. We were all crying, and we were, you know, the seniors stood up and they thanked the team, and they just gave little speeches about what the program has meant to them, what football has meant to them, and it was an emotional experience, and that's what happens when you invest. And those seniors, they invested everything they had, and I'm so proud of them. I love those guys, and I couldn't have asked for better kids to coach and to go through a season with, especially one that we had with having success and fighting and making everybody proud of where Oklahoma Union's at and where we're going.
Well, I know Oklahoma Union is off. It's going to have a very good future, and it started out with this year, as you mentioned, winless last year, and this year was just a turnaround. And Coach, always a pleasure to talk with you and talk with you about Cougars football. Wish you guys all the best, and certainly good luck during the off season. We'll talk to you down the road.
I appreciate everything you've done covering us, Adam, and we'll talk to you next year.